Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Ecclesiology on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, joined once again by Father Luke Patrizzi. Thank you, Father, for joining us.
Thank you for having me back again.
Yes, so in today's episode, we are going to be following through from our last episode, which covered the two main types of heretic, I guess I would call them, those who pretend that they're still Catholics, and then those who voluntarily ascribe to a sect. So, Father, could you explain how this applies to the Novus Ordo today, whether they could be considered as pretending to be Catholics or ascribing to a sect?
Sure. Those who are, we can call them practitioners of the Novus Ordo religion, certainly do adhere to objectively to teachings that are heretical. That is to say, they're the system to which they subscribe, we'll say, of which they are a part, is definitely involves false doctrines, ones which are contrary to divine revelation. They may or may not even realize that that is the case in different particular instances. They may not even realize what exactly it is as taught by the Novus Ordo religion, because certainly the Novus Ordo does an extremely poor job of any kind of instruction. So there are maybe some who are raised very conservative, almost traditional. Certainly some who think of themselves as being traditional Catholics within the structures of the Novus Ordo, and they may not even realize, you know, if they're brought up under the right set of circumstances, so they're raised under the right set of circumstances, and are only ever taught, say, out of traditional catechisms, they may not even realize it. That is not inconceivable, probably difficult to qualify as that, but it's not inconceivable either, especially on the parts of those who are children, for example, or adolescents, very young adults, so on and so forth, and they may not realize that. It's always possible. We'll leave that to God to determine, but it's definitely not inconceivable. But still, objectively, they're a part of a system that professes heresy. Therefore, they are, in that sense, heretics. They are heretics in the sense of professing adherence to false doctrines. And okay. This is while they are still legally Catholics, because, to get on to the next point, they have never been legally severed from the Catholic Church. They were never expelled by means of a sentence of excommunication. As we've talked about before, they realize that anything that they adhere to is contrary to faith, then they incur ipso facto excommunication, which brings with it a certain cutting off from the Church. They are truly cut off from the Church when they are excommunicated ipso facto, but it's not in the same way as being excommunicated ferendi sententiae, by a sentence being imposed upon them, sentence of excommunication being imposed upon them. And it certainly is not the same as giving their names, and in that sense, ascribing themselves to a heretical sect. So the short answer is that Novus Ordites, those who practice the Novus Ordo religion, are for the most part legally Catholics, but who objectively profess heresy. And if they do so knowingly and willingly, they are excommunicated ipso facto and in the state of sin on that title, if on no other.
So that would fall under the simple delict of heresy, I believe?
Yes, if in fact they are guilty of knowingly and willingly adhering to something that is in fact heretical, to some heretical proposition. Yes, they are guilty before canon law of that delict of heresy, and they are cut off from certain, we'll say, from certain benefits of being a Catholic. Of course, they cannot licitly receive the sacraments, even those that they can validly receive in the Novus Ordo, but they are not the same thing as excommunicated Lutherans, for example.
Okay. So your average Novus Ordo lay person who is just going along because they think this is what the Catholic Church is, they would not be guilty of the delict of heresy. Is that correct?
We leave the judgment, of course, of every individual conscience ultimately to God, but it's highly likely that that is the case.
If they believe they're doing what the Catholic Church is telling them to do, then...
If they are in good faith, then they are not guilty of heresy on any title. Not formally. That's an important distinction. They are guilty in the sense that what they are objectively professing is heresy. And they're guilty...